on 1116 SEN, a summer of cycling update for Bike Bug, Australia's number one bike shop online and in store. Bikebug.com.au and the Great Ocean and Otway Classic Ride, March 18 in Torquay. Enter now.
Mike Tomalaris joins us. The tour down under is done and dusted. Richie Port taking the overall win. Mike, good morning. You said early on when he had a 20-second lead that would almost be enough, and that was the case.
Well, it was more than enough because he just blew everybody away on the decisive stage on Saturday. That's when he made his move on Wollonga Hill, the iconic hill. At the Tour Down Under. In the end, he managed to record a 48-second win, which is probably, I haven't looked at the records, but it's one of the biggest margins in the history of the Tour Down Under, which goes back to 1999. Richie was meticulous in his preparations. As I've said to you last week, he started preparing in November, training, looking to tick off this on his bucket list, and he was head and shoulders above everybody else. Nobody really came close. In second place was Esteban Chavez, the Colombian for Orica. And in third place, the Queenslander, Jay McCarthy. So Jay rides for Bora, and that's the team that Peter Sagan represents. So, wow, Richie Port looks great, doesn't he, looking ahead to 2017.
Mike, it just says here, Richie Port says he can beat Chris Froome in the Tour de France. Now, there's a big difference between 4 days and 2 weeks. Do you think he's got a genuine shot middle of the year?
I do. Richie Port is turning into a real seasoned campaigner when it comes to Grand Tours, three-week races, which is what the Tour de France is. Sure, Chris Froome is a three-time winner. He's got a good professional team around him in Team Sky. But I tell you what, Richie will take a lot from winning the Tour Down Under in terms of confidence. He's a former teammate of Froome, and in fact, roommates. And Richie used to be described or called Froome's roomie. That's how close they were. So having said all that, he knows exactly how Team Sky works. He knows exactly how Chris Froome thinks. And they'll be going into the Tour de France in July as rivals, certainly not bitter rivals, but certainly two opponents that will certainly go toe-to-toe. Richie is primed. I think come July and the meticulous preparations that he will do between now and July, it's going to be great. He's the second favourite behind Chris Froome now on the betting. Not far, if you have a look at the betting now. They're pretty evenly matched. It's going to be an intriguing contest in July, I reckon.
Caleb Ewan as well, Mike. I mean, just a fantastic start to the year. His sprinting has just been outstanding.
Yeah, without taking anything away from Caleb, he is an outstanding performer on the world stage when it comes to sprinting. But I've got to say, the sprinting, the names that were here, well, they were missing. The names that should have been here were missing. And Caleb really had the sprint stages all to himself, apart from Peter Sagan. And what I mean by that is there was no Mark Cavendish. There was no Marcel Kittel. And then there was no Andre Greipel either. They're the three big sprinters on the world stage right now. But look, if those names that I've just mentioned were at Down Under, I'm sure Caleb would have given them a run for their money. He's only 22 years of age, and what he's doing right now at that age is just superb. You know, we've asked the question, why won't he be doing the Tour de France this year, to the race director, Matt White? And he says, look, we're grooming him. We're putting him in cotton wool. He will do the Tour of Italy, which is regarded as the second biggest race in the world behind the Tour de France. And they've got a plan for Caleb Ewan. He'll probably do the Tour in 2018. So that's where it stands right now. He's one of the best performers when it comes to sprint. There's no doubt about it.
Now, Mike, the Cadel Evans Great Ocean Road race is coming up this weekend. How big is this now becoming?
Oh, it's huge. It's on the world tour now. Richie Port won't be there. He doesn't see himself as a one-day racer. Caleb Ewan will be there. And don't be surprised if he starts as one of the favourites, if not the favourite. But it's not a flat stage race. It is very lumpy around the Great Ocean Road and the environs there. And there will be some world tour teams as well taking part. But it's a good opportunity for those that do take part in the National Road Series, some of the domestic riders to shine. So that's going to be a huge huge event. And for spectators who couldn't make it to South Australia over the last 7 days for the Tour Down Under, it's a wonderful opportunity to take in the festivities of cycling in Victoria and not too far away from Melbourne either.
Yeah, the summer of tennis continues. Mike, thanks very much for joining us again, mate.
All the best, and great to talk to you guys.
Mike Tomalaris joining us here for Bike Bug, Australia's number one bike shop online and in store, bikebug.com, and the Great Ocean and Otway Classic Ride March 18 in Torquay.